Hi everyone, welcome again to another podcast from Teacher Joseph. Well, I have to say that today is Milk Chocolate Day. That's right. There is a world festival, a special day dedicated to milk chocolate. And today is World Milk Chocolate Day. So quite a week for British people. Yesterday we were celebrating the Wuthering Heights Day in preparation for the birthday of Kate Bush. That was a bizarre festival, all these people dancing to the song Wuthering Heights. And today it's all about milk chocolate. Now, I have to say, milk chocolate is delicious. I really do have a penchant for milk chocolate. If you have a penchant for something, it means you have a strong and continuous liking for it. I mean, who doesn't love chocolate, huh? Really, who doesn't love chocolate? So that's Milk Chocolate Day taking place today. Let me tell you about some of my favorite bars of chocolate here in the UK. Well, we have a company called Cadbury's. They make delicious chocolate, really. It's very nice. And they do milk chocolate bars. And there's also a chocolate bar called Galaxy. I don't know if that's technically dark chocolate Galaxy, to be honest, but either way, they are good. You know, really, I mean, they are good. And of course, Ferrero Rocher is milk chocolate with nuggets inside, I think. It's delicious. It's, oh, Toblerone. There's another one, which is milk chocolate, which is really nice. So yeah, I do love a bit of chocolate. I have to say that I do have a bit of a penchant for that. Yeah, so very nice, a penchant for milk chocolate. Really delicious, absolutely delicious. I remember in the 1970s, for dark chocolates, many of the manufacturing companies got into trouble because they started using black people to advertise chocolate, which of course is wrong on so many levels. But in the 1970s, I think it was Cadbury's, the chocolate company, they were getting into trouble because they used jingles. Very clearly, black men singing things like chocolate like you've never tasted before. Wrong, just wrong. And as far as I know, one of them got into major trouble with that. And I know slowly it was phased out. But recently, I heard somewhere that it was discovered that there still seems to be some kind of connection with advertising chocolate and skin color. Really awful, huh? You would think they would manage to fix that by this time. But then anyway, chocolate is delicious, really. I have to say that I really do love a bit of chocolate, you know, really. So yeah, my favorites would be Cadbury's Chocolate Galaxy. Oh, Star Bar. Oh, there's a nice one. Yeah. What was that one with the coconut? Oh, yeah, Bounty. I don't think we can get those anymore, Bounty bars. They were, well, to be honest, I don't really know what they were. It's chocolate with coconut, but they were advertised to us as if it was something tropical from the jungle. Don't know why. It was another chocolate bar, but very nice, very nice. And they're really delicious. I mean, yeah, so many of these kinds of chocolate bars. I think Rocky is another one. They do biscuits, don't they? And there's a few. Oh, is it Caramac's another one that you can get here? Really nice chocolates. Or Flake. Yeah, Flake's a nice one as well. I do like Cadbury's Flake. I haven't seen that for years either. Oh, Turkish Delight, another really wrongly branded bar of chocolates, I have to say. I think it's because of the colour of the inside of it. They thought that it resembled Taki sweets, but I'm not sure about that, you know. I'm really not sure, but really delicious, absolutely delicious. So if you are celebrating chocolates today, or do treat yourself, I can really recommend Ferrero Rocher, yeah, and Cadbury's, the company. Oh, Fry's chocolate was another one, wasn't it? Yeah, they made delicious chocolate, Fry's chocolate. Yeah, so I really hope that you enjoy World Chocolate Day, and not just any chocolate, World Milk Chocolate Day. See you. Bye.
Joseph, the English teacher, guiding words like a preacher. Chalk in hand, he's on a mission, shaping dreams with precision. Joseph, the English teacher.